Welcome back to the JL Podcast, the show where we proudly embrace our inner geeks and celebrate the vibrant world of geek culture. Today, we're diving into the magic of being a geek and the incredible communities that bring us together. So dust off your action figures, grab your cosplay, and get ready for an episode filled with laughter, relatability, and the undeniable joy of being a nerd. We all have that moment when we realize we're not just ordinary folks, we're proud geeks. In this segment, I'll share my personal journey of self-discovery, my inner nerd, from my first comic book to my first cosplay convention. We'll explore the pivotal moments that made us embrace our geeky passions. So, put on your favorite fandom t-shirt and join me on this trip down memory lane. So, my first comic book, I would probably say it was a Batman comic book. I remember my brother had put me on, right? So, and I want to be transparent with y'all. When it comes to the comic book realm, I often say this a lot. I was like, when I first got into all of that comic book stuff, it mainly came after I got into cartoons and movies and all that. Because the first person that I ever saw read a comic book was like my brother and one of my cousins, right? And my brother, I believe, was the first person to ever give me a comic book. And I believe it was like Batman and like Teen Titans or whatever. And he had put me on. Now, and then after he had given me like a few comic books, then I remember going to school and going to the library and then seeing a few comic books on the shelves and then going to the Enoch Pratt Free Library and then seeing comic books on the shelves. And then, you know, and then from there I became more interested. But that was my introduction into comic books. And then as far as cosplay, and I'll be frank with y'all. I've never been to a cosplay convention. But would I ever go? I would. Who would I dress as? I would go as Choji. I would. I would either go as Choji or and I would not mind going like this. If I dropped a tremendous amount of weight, I would go as Rock Lee. Why would I go with Rock Lee? He is easily my favorite Naruto character of all time. Behind Gai Sensei. I believe that you don't need flashy abilities and genjutsus and all that to be the best ninja. Like, they've proven for the past couple of series that you don't need all that to be them. Like, not only did Rock Lee become one of the best characters in the first Naruto series. Like, bro, man pieced up Naruto and Sasuke before the Chunin exams, became literally the best character in the Chunin exams off of one battle. But my boy created the Drunken Fist in the battle with, what's that dude name? I forgot his name. But, bro, Rock Lee was my favorite character in the first series. Then you got Gai Sensei going off on Madara. So he was literally one of my favorite characters in the second series. Then you got Rock Lee's son being a... my boy literally has the Drunken Fist without even being drunk. So, bro, all of them are great characters. So it just proves you don't need all that flashy shit to be great. You just need to work hard and put in the effort. That's what I like about those characters. You don't need all that flashy tail beast and all that shit. You just need to work hard and put in that effort, put in the work, and show that just because, if you want it and you want to prove yourself, you can. Like, everybody doubted Rock Lee from the jump, made fun of him, and talked so much shit about Rock Lee, Guy Sensei, and said, oh, you ain't gonna be shit. You ain't gonna do this. You ain't gonna do that. And as soon as he proved them wrong, like, bro, people was shit talking Rock Lee, said, oh, you ain't gonna do shit. As soon as those weights came off, everybody's jaws hit the ground, bro. Nobody was saying shit. Like, Rock Lee's my guy. So if I had to cosplay, it would either be Rock Lee or it would be Choji. The reason I would choose Choji is because he's a character that nobody, like, that people sometimes sleep on. Choji is a really dope character, for real. He really is. Like, not only is, like, he funny, like, he brings that humor side out. I do find as though he, like, his move where he turned into a ball, he turns into that ball, and, like, or he can increase his mass and all that shit. I find that dope. So it's like people don't like give him his props and shit. And I find that real wild how people don't do that. So yeah, like it would be between those two characters. Like, as much as I like Shikamaru, Naruto, Sasuke, and all them, those two are so underappreciated, so I will kind of lean towards those two. So yeah, maybe that's just me, but yeah, like, as far as the comic books go, right? But yeah, let me go back to the comic books. The first comic books I've ever had, whereas Batman, Teen Titans, maybe Superman? I believe Superman. But yeah. I just love it, man. Like, people often say, oh, you don't read comic books. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't. But look, just because I'm not the one to be talking about comic books all day, and I got other segments to do, so I'm not going to stick on this one little thing, but I just want to say this. Just because I'm not the comic type of person that talks about it all the time, doesn't mean I don't read comics. I just talk about who I like. You know what I mean? I read who I like, and that's it. You know what I mean? I don't read every comic book ever. It's not my thing. It's not what I do. Sorry. But yeah, I'm gonna move on now. On to the next. Love y'all. Geek culture wouldn't be the same without the incredible communities that rally around shared interests. In this segment, we'll celebrate the power of these communities and friendships they foster. From comic book clubs to gaming forums, we'll explore diverse spaces where geeks like us come together, support each other, and geek out over all things nerdy. Now, when I wrote this, in my head, I was thinking, okay, like, the the comic book clubs that, you know, that I know of, as far as, like, when I go places or see places, like, in real life. Now, I don't know. I don't think I can speak too much about social media. Now, when I say that, I don't want no one listening to think, oh, I'm taking a jab at anyone on social media or anything like that. Because that's not the case. But when I think of social media, it is such a mixed thing. Because the comic book spaces and the gaming spaces of social media is a mixed thing, because it's not always good and it's not always bad. And the same can be said about the video game space, because as much as there are good, there's bad. And there's a lot of people in comic talk, anime talk, that are really good people, right? And I could shout some out, like Navajo, Comics Dad, even though he probably doesn't like me, King and Queen Lion, who else? Another person who probably doesn't like me, Millipedia, Loco, I'm pretty sure I said his name already, Comics Dad. But the point I'm trying to make is, as good as comic talk probably is, that the bad outweighs the good, even though the credibility of the bad isn't good, you know? Like, don't get me wrong. And maybe I'm wrong with this, but both sides love the exact same thing. But what makes it bad is where both sides have a different way of, I'm trying to explain this, but I'm doing it completely wrong. Both sides have a completely different way of doing things, right? So the ones that are good, they're the ones that read the books. Those are the ones that are civil. Those are the ones that are chill. Those are the ones that are respectful towards each other and can, you know, those are the ones that you could just have a chill conversation with and are really laid back and, you know, do their own thing. And, you know, the ones that you can just sit back and, you know, like be a bro with. But the ones that are, you know, over there, they're the ones that, how can I describe them? They're the ones that are reality TV type of people. You know what I mean? Like, let me give an example. If you've ever seen a Real Housewives show where out of the blue, they may start a random ass beef for like 30 minutes and then 15 minutes later, they just randomly apologize to you. That's essentially what that is. Like, what the other side is. Like, they'll talk comics, talk some random shit, start a beef, moments later apologize, start the same shit over, and then, like, again, like, and then power scaling and all that stuff. Like, it's just a lot of random shit. But, again, it's just random shit on one side, chill people on the other side, and then when you put them both in one bubble, shit happens. But when you keep them separate, peace happens. So it's like, you can't mix them, but it's best to keep them separate. Know what I mean? So it's just two sides. Don't put them together, but it's best to keep them separate, sadly. But yeah, that's kind of how I look at the social media space. But when I'm out in public and I see comic book clubs and gaming forums, it's peaceful. It's peaceful. It's chill. I never see any toxicity ever. I never see any toxicity ever in real life. Comic book clubs and gaming forums. Like, when I was in high school and I ran a game, a video game club, and I was in a anime club, and I was in a comic book club, like, I never once saw any toxicity. Like, but, you know, but yeah, like, I believe that, you know, it's mainly on the internet, but again, that's just my thing. But I think that when it comes to it all, I believe that everyone should should love this space. Everyone should love it. Like, you know, every, like, all of these nerdy things, like comics, fictional characters, all of this is a beautiful thing that was created for us by the greats like Stan Lee, like all of these wonderful people that we all know and love created all of these magnificent characters. We should all just just enjoy these characters and just be happy that they're here. No toxicity, no hatred, none of that should be around. Well, none of it should occur, I should say. But yeah, the beauty of the communities is that for what we have, for the communities that's around, is that we're all, to the degree that's there for the most part, is that we're all able to come together and just be able to express the enjoyment of being able to have fun and share what we like about the characters we enjoy. That's the beauty of it, you know? So, on to the next. I hope y'all like it. Hope y'all like it. Let's face it. Being a geek often means having a wide array of hobbies and obsessions. In this segment, we'll dive into the rabbit hole of our favorite geeky pastimes. Whether it's collecting action figures, mastering Dungeons and Dragons, or obsessing over the latest sci-fi series, we'll share our personal passions and discuss whether these hobbies bring us so much joy. Personally for me, my hobbies are playing video games, watching movies, watching TV shows, eating, I would say cooking, walking, and watching wrestling, really. I would say that those are my main hobbies. Those are my main hobbies. Now, the ones I need to get back into, because as of lately I've been slacking, would be streaming, making consistent episodes of this podcast, and reading, like comics, novels, etc. So yeah, those are the three things I need to get back into. But besides that, I've been doing everything else. Like in December, I'm gonna watch the last DC movie of the year. And that's the Christmas movie that's about the Bat Family. So once that comes out, I have to do a ranking of the DC movies to see which one, in my opinion, is the best one. And I'm going to put that on TikTok and everything. But yeah, I might even put it on here. Might even say it on here. But yeah, my hobbies are pretty simple but also cool. But as far as my, like, the games I like to play as a hobby, Fortnite, Mortal Kombat, Tekken, I like racing games, so I typically switch out on that between, like, and don't laugh at me now, but I like Need for Speed. I do like the new Disney racing game. Dang, I forgot what it was called, but I do like that. I like Mario Kart. I like, what's it called? I like the Hot Wheels game. What else? I like Overwatch. I like Warframe. I like Destiny. I like Tekken. I like WWE. I like UFC, Madden. But yeah, like I play those games as a hobby for real. When it comes to movies, it really just depends on how I feel. Like, and plus it depends in general. As far as TV shows, I can go on and on. But yeah, that's just me. That's just me. But yeah, before I wrap up, let me tell y'all why all of that stuff brings me so much joy. They bring me so much joy because to a degree, I feel as though all of them not just feel like therapy to me, but I don't know, like, it's just exciting and it's just fun, you know, like, because like I'm playing with my favorite characters, the story is entertaining, and it's like playing is just relaxing, you know, and it takes a load off. Like, you could be having a boring day, or you could have a stressful day, or whatever the case may be, and when you play like whatever game you're playing, like, it's just a stress reliever, or it's just like, I don't know, like, it's just a stress reliever, or whatever the case may be, it just feels good, you know. So that's just me. Maybe y'all can relate or maybe not, but that's just me. But yeah, I'm about to wrap up, but yeah, hope y'all like it.